Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
COVID-related confrontation in a store parking lot has led to a woman's arrest.
On June 16th,
this 50-year-old man was checking out of the Costco in Mettawa. He checked out, he paid his cab for the items in his cart, and he began to exit the Costco store. As he was exiting the Costco store, he removed his face covering.
And Sergeant Christopher Covelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Office says that is when a woman rammed her shopping cart into the victim's cart, told the man to put his mask back on, spit on him, and yelled that she was a school teacher and has COVID-19. Police say she then took off in her car. Covelli says detectives are trying to confirm whether she is a teacher. They don't know if she has COVID-19, and the victim did not show any coronavirus symptoms. 45-year-old Elizabeth Mock was arrested at her Highland Park home this week. She is free on bond and is due back in court on July 29th. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.